Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Yeah, Let's Go podcast. Today we're going to be speaking with the Green Schools Campaign, which is a youth-led campaign working to help schools transition to 100% renewable energy. We're first just going to go around and introduce ourselves. So I can get started. My name is Natalia. My pronouns are she, her. I am 16 years old and I am the communications director with the Green Schools Campaign and also a member with the Yeah Pod.
Hi, I'm Lily Morse. I'm almost 16. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm the executive director of the Green Schools Campaign.
Hi, I'm Gazel. I go by she, her pronouns. I'm also 16, and I'm a operations director in the Green Schools Campaign.
Hi, everybody. I'm Ava. I'm also 16, and my pronouns are she, her, and I'm also co-operations director with Gazel.
Great. So just thank you so much for meeting with us today and being on our podcast. So we just want to kind of go over, like, learn a little bit more about the Green Schools campaign and everything that's been doing so far, especially being a youth-led campaign. So I just want to start off kind of sharing more information. What is the main mission of the Green Schools campaign?
Basically at the Green Schools campaign, we help transition schools across the globe to 100% renewable energy. And we give students the tools, the encouragement, and support to directly lead change in their own communities and combat the climate crisis.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that sounds so amazing with all the work that you guys have been doing and especially working to transition schools. So I just want to ask, why are you specifically targeting schools?
We specifically target schools because we're almost all student-led and students are the main constituents, so they have a ton of power in the school system. The school system is supposed to be serving them, so they can make a lot of change right there in their own communities. Also, school districts are some of the biggest polluters in a community, and so if we can help take away some of the fossil fuel emissions from them, then we can work towards a better future.
Yeah, thank you so much for kind of sharing your mission. And I definitely agree it's so important just targeting schools and really getting youth involved and how they can take action within like their own communities and definitely just creating a more greener and greener, healthier and cleaner educational learning environment. So just to kind of go back a little bit, how did the Green Schools campaign actually start?
So the Green Schools campaign started almost as a grassroots effort off of the LA Climate Reality Youth Chapter. So our co-founders, Simon Aaron and Caleb Worthy, kind of worked together. Simon worked with Caleb, who wanted to use his platform more so to help the environmentalist effort. And after working with Michael a little bit, Michael Zelnicker, to convert LAUSD and LACCD to 100% renewable energy, they came up with the idea and came up with Green Schools campaign to help schools all around the world also transition.
Thank you so much for sharing. It's just amazing just how to see youth in different areas really just come together and start the Green Schools campaign. The Yeah Pod itself too is part of Climate Reality. Climate Reality does have different youth chapters and committee across the nation, and it's just great to see like how everyone's just taking action. And yeah, so as we're talking about the Green Schools campaign and helping like schools transition to 100% renewable energy, I guess just another question I have is, the Green School campaign only based in the U.S. or people outside the U.S., can they get involved?
Yeah, no, actually, we are an international organization. We have people all around the world. However, we are specifically have generally more people in the U.S., but we're open to everyone.
So, yeah, I would love to hear a little bit more kind of the whole structure of it and like how you guys are able to work with schools directly and kind of go through that process and steps to help them transition their schools. So one of the things with the Green Schools campaign is with region coordinators. So I would love if anyone could just share a little bit more about what are region coordinators and what do they do?
Right. So region coordinators are our main communication between our schools and our core team with Green Schools. So these coordinators have a certain area. Usually it's around where they live themselves, so it's near the same time zone. and they work with schools in that area that are specifically trying to transition to 100% renewable energy. So they provide the resources that they're given and are able to meet with these schools, usually a couple times a month, to help them on their path and through the steps of transitioning their school. And then they're able to troubleshoot with schools and be there for meetings with facilitators at schools to act as a more connection with green schools and a bigger kind of cause for each individual effort.
Yes. Yeah, they're not exactly like, oh, sorry, you go, Ava.
Thanks. Yeah, just to build off of what Gaza was saying, the region coordinators are almost always based off of, like she said, where people live and just curtailed to help specifically that region because they have a little bit more knowledge of the regulations in that region. But also we have whoever decides to commit their school also has access to us as leaders and also our whole network of region coordinators, because we have a few people on our team who have taken part in the experience of transitioning their own school districts. And so it can be really helpful to have some of that advice from people who have been through it too. So just so you know, you have everybody that decides to commit has access to our whole network for help.
That's amazing. And I just love how kind of region coordinators are in that location and connecting with the schools. Cause as you said, it's so important, not only just like to provide those support and have like this position, but being able to connect to the schools, know the area and know the environment. And when you're going through that transition, it's always helpful to really build support in like a community that you have a better understanding of. And yeah, so kind of just building off of that, I know the Green Schools campaign also has a handbook, which kind of like goes through the process. Does anyone want to kind of just share how that was started or kind of like how that's continuously used throughout the Green Schools campaign?
Yes, so our Green Schools handbook is basically what our region coordinators will offer to the students who do decide to commit their schools. And it outlines the basic steps and pretty specifically that they need to take in order to transition their own schools. So definitely it's not hard set for every school district is different, but this is what we have found has worked in all the school districts that have successfully transitioned. And so we just outline it in a way that's easy to follow along for the student. Steps such as reaching out to their local energy coordinators, doing extra research, building up their team, just specific things that they can use to help them in their journey. And we're always updating it with the more that we learn about what's working.
Yeah, and the handbook kind of connects back to the region coordinators because the handbook has a lot of information, but like what Ava said, every school is different. So the region coordinators can kind of help manage those differences and figure out where to go if someone gets stuck or connect them to further resources. So they kind of work together.
That's great. It sounds like a super helpful resource that kind of just goes through everything. And yeah, so the next thing. So I know the Green Schools campaign has been working for almost a whole year now. So, and it's just amazing, just everything that kind of has already been established. And I'd love to kind of just learn more about like, what are some of the accomplishments the Green Schools campaign has made since the start of the campaign?
Yeah, so it's super exciting. Our birthday is coming up on August 2nd. That's really exciting. We've been going for a year, but some of the main things that we've accomplished was that we've kind of created the resources and a system of region coordinators and support to help students and schools go through the process of transitioning their schools. Like we've created the handbooks and connected it to the region coordinators. We've just created a support system to guide students through the process. We've kind of created a network through our Instagram. We have about, I think, almost over 2,000 followers. We have a Slack channel with over 40 members. We have a huge team and we have our 5 directors, which is like our core team that kind of unites everyone together, helps connect all the smaller teams and helps keep the Green Schools campaign running. So we're really proud of that. We also have over 45 active schools, and some highlights are Lodi School District, which is what Ava is working to transition, yay. We also have the Long Beach Unified School District, which was my old school district, but I had to move out. We kind of partnered with the Human Rights Watch Student Task Force, which has, I believe, 20-ish schools that they're working to transition, mostly around California and the West Coast. But we've helped give them a lot of our resources, connected them to just region coordinators, and tried to offer our support as much as possible. And one of our region coordinators, actually, Amanda, helped transition her school. I think it's Palisades, which is part of that Human Rights Watch network. So we're super proud of that, and we love helping out. We've also done a ton of speaking engagements and partnerships, and kind of just help expanded our influence and network, and hopefully try to inspire as many, specifically youth, as possible to get involved in climate activism.
That's just amazing. It's just incredible to hear everything that has been accomplished within like a year. And just to think too that no one's getting paid for this. Everyone's just like a volunteer who's passionate about taking climate action and just really coming together to provide this like system of support, developing a platform, connecting with schools. And yeah, and just really, again, kind of spreading that awareness, building that engagement, and taking like different initiatives to connect with students and youth, because that is kind of like the main target, and really building. Sorry, okay, I got lost in it. But so yeah, the Green Schools campaign has worked to do so much over like this past year, as you just mentioned, with your accomplishments. But what are some of the challenges that you have faced?
One of the big challenges we face kind of as an organization is just general commitment. We have a lot of people that join or are interested initially, but trying to keep up their enthusiasm towards climate activism or being part of our campaign is sometimes a struggle. And we do honestly have a lot of people who drop out, but that kind of, even though a lot of people drop out, we end up with a lot of really motivated people that we're so proud of and that really are such great leaders that help lead the way.
Just to add to that, with the individual schools we have, I mean, each school has their own journey to becoming 100% renewable energy. And a lot of that has little setbacks, such as either people that aren't willing to comply with the effort or stand in the way even, or just the lack of motivation in that area. And basically each of those little setbacks kind of gets in the way of both your personal attitude and the people that are in the club that are working in that area. And one thing I love about being part of Green Schools is that we have such a big, diverse group of people that something that may not work in one area may like have functioned very easily in a span of a couple months in another area. And you can kind of see the different ranges and know that in the end, you can see all the different like paths that have been taken to achieve 100% renewable energy. So you know that there's always a kind of hope that you can get there.
And yeah, just kind of building on something that Gazal said was that it can be really hard, like, as you know, somebody who's working to transition our district, it's definitely hard to, you know, get the approval generally of the school board, especially living in, you know, fairly conservative town. But I think it makes the challenge so much more important because it really emphasizes the importance of getting a petition together, getting community support, building that team, and making sure that you're working really hard towards it. So it's definitely achievable, but it's just difficult. And yeah, challenges is just getting support from the board, which it's achievable through community support.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that. And I definitely can understand and just like see the connection between everyone, or all the schools are kind of going on their own journey, and depending like on those different steps and phases that they're going through, there is going to be challenges, whether it is like facing their own school or board or building that community, and also just motivation. I know that I can be like that sometimes, like trying to keep it consistent, trying to keep, like, say if they're working like an eco club or all there's like people who are supporting them, keeping it consistent throughout the whole year can be really hard. And yeah, but it's just so great again to kind of hear what has been accomplished and just kind of overcoming those challenges and really just not only just recognizing them, but overcoming them. Okay, well, that is just so amazing to hear all that. So just kind of adding on to it, not only just like taking action to transition schools, but what are just ways that youth can get involved within their own community and just taking climate action in general?
I mean, I think for one, you can always join the Green Schools campaign in your area and start an effort with your personal school. But also, there's a lot of nonprofits in different areas that are always looking for more volunteers to work with them, because there's many efforts that require more signatures, whether it's just the basic things such as creating and signing petitions. But there's many nonprofits around that are in need of youth to get involved, to get more traction within their area. So you could always join one of those.
Yeah, and also just having conversations with people in your community, trying to inform people about the effects of the climate crisis, and just trying to get more people involved, more people interested, more people like just believing that they need to take action. I think that's super important.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with Gozel and Lily, and just adding on what Gozel was saying, you could totally join the Green Schools campaign and get this started, because we're here with everything, you know, everything we can offer to help you start the journey. It might seem a little bit scary, but you can definitely do it, and it'll have a big lasting impact. So yeah, totally recommend you do that.
Yeah, I definitely agree. You know, join the Green Schools campaign. And I think too, it's like kind of taking climate action, connecting like what you're passionate about, what are your interests, and that does connect, even though you might not think like, how does that connect to climate action? A lot of it does connect to that, or even just in general, youth should be taking action. We have the most to lose to climate change and kind of just seeing that. So it is so important just to get involved within your community. And there is so many different opportunities where it is through your nonprofits, just getting involved within your school, or, you know, getting involved with the Green Schools campaign. Okay. So yeah, I loved hearing so much about the Green Schools campaign. I would also just like to know a little bit more about what is the typical like work of a director or like member within the campaign?
So we have different types of members within the campaign, but usually we have, for example, part of operations team, we have region coordinators, which we talked about. Their responsibilities are meeting with schools and meeting with us as the core team. And individually with the schools, they have to keep track of progress, making sure the school is actually going somewhere, being able to relay information between us and the school, and also being able to solicit help when needed for that school.
Yeah, and then some of the typical jobs of the directors are, we end up doing a lot of meetings, and I know it might sound boring to some people, but I personally like meetings because I always feel very inspired after. The directors and pretty much everyone else on the team are such amazing people. They're such great leaders, and I really enjoy working with them. So we have lots of meetings discussing where we're going with the Green Schools campaign, how we can grow, how we can keep people engaged, just how we can run smoother. We also have speaking engagements. Sometimes we'll talk to environmental groups, or I guess there's sometimes like other environmental events, and yeah, those are kind of some of the main things we do.
And yeah, just building on what Lily said, like we have meetings every once in a while, but they're generally like pretty short and they feel kind of more like conversations. They're definitely not like, you know, other meetings I've been to. They're pretty fun to go to, and yeah, they don't feel like work.
Yes, definitely. I love having meetings with everyone, and it's just like doing that, and especially, or I guess I can just like say as a director, is making sure that we kind of keep everyone motivated and just keeping on tasks, delegating tasks. And yeah, probably with like all the means, it doesn't sound too exciting, but for me too, I agree. It's just like always great to like be in the environment. I'm just feeling like, you know, just creating change and like helping and like growing as a community. And I feel like that is like a really important aspect of the campaign. So what are some of the things the Green Schools campaign hopes to do in the future?
So as a more basic one, we hope to grow the number of schools that we're reaching and the number of transition schools that we actually have, and the number of efforts that we're able to impact with the different reaching out to teachers and administrators in different areas as well.
Yeah, we also just want to like maximize the amount of quality schools we have. So the ones that are really engaged, that are proactive, that are just trying their best. Like, it's much better to have one really engaged school than five like kind of not so excited, not so engaged schools. So we're always looking for really passionate youth to lead a Green Schools campaign in their area.
Okay. That's great to hear, kind of like goals and going everything into the future. So just adding on to it and kind of as we close out, how can students get involved with the Green Schools campaign?
Yeah, so we'd love for you to check out our website at www.greenschoolsnow.org. And if you're super interested and love hearing about what you heard, you can sign up. We really encourage environmental groups to sign up. So like, especially like clubs at school or like gardening clubs or like a lot of, I guess, environmental-ish kind of existing groups tend to generally be pretty successful. But even if you don't have a group yet, you can just recruit anyone you think that would be passionate and interested about it. You also, if you have any questions, you can email info@greenschoolsnow.org. We also can speak at your event, speak to your club if you're sort of interested, but on the edge. You also can check out our Instagram at the Green Schools Campaign. Yeah, and we'd love to chat with you.
Yeah, be sure to sign up at greenschoolsnow.org/first step. We hope to hear from you. We'd be super excited to work with you.
Yeah. And if you're not a youth or you're not in school right now, we'd still love to talk with you. If you have like a conference or an event we could speak at, we'd love to do that. Or if you're a student or a parent or another ally that wants to get a Green Schools campaign group started in your area, we'd also love to talk with you. You can, we can help try to find some students in the area and get it started.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing this information and joining us on our podcast today. It's amazing with all the work that you have done. It's just amazing just being a completely youth-led and global campaign. Also, just kind of reiterating what's already been said, if you're interested in learning more about the Green Schools campaign, check out their Instagram at Green Schools Campaign and go to their website at www.greenschoolsnow.org. And be sure to listen to this podcast. Just go to the Youth Environmental Action Pod, Pod Instagram at yeah.pod. And yeah, thank you so much for everyone listening today.